In this bag is me. It just happens to be brown, but really, this bag is me. It's dirty on the outside, and not really pretty either. On the inside lies stuff that I am tired of. It lies stuff that I am fed up with and I am done with. Stuff that no one will understand, but only I understand. Friends. Having friends may seem easy to you, but it's not easy to me. I sometimes feel like to have a good friend, they must love me for really who I am. And if they don't, then I'm not being a good friend, so I end up lying to them, wanting to impress them. This weighs me down every day. The society wants us to be perfect. I'm short. I can't help it. I'm not tall, and I'm not skinny, like the other girls. And I'm not tall, okay? And I'm not perfect, what the society says is perfect. And it's really hard because we look at magazines, we look at TV, we look at the internet, and we look at the media, and we want what they have. This weighs me down every day. I don't like school. In fact, school is just so stressful, all in all. All of you know that are in my biology class that I hate it. I struggle with biology, and that is something that I struggle with. Every day, we all want to do well. And being here at UCA, we have rules that we have to follow every single day. And that is something that I struggle with every day. Mom and Dad, I love you. Parents love us so much. And they put a lot on us because they want us to succeed. We think it's pressure, and sometimes it's hard to take in. Well, looks like no one here can help this one because we're all here, right? Church is hard because going to UCA, we are required to come here. You're all required to be here. Whether you like it or not, you're required. I'm sorry you have to listen to me, but you're here. And church is hard because we judge people all the time in our human nature. We say we were Christians, but we're not. And I struggle with this every day. All of these I've placed in front of you are insecurities. And they are my insecurities. I struggle with friends. I struggle with the society. I want to be perfect, but I can't. I struggle with my grades every day. I struggle with my parents sometimes. And I struggle with the church. All of this stuff is like 5 pounds each. There's 5 of them. And on my back, I carry them. Every day, that's 25 pounds. It's like your backpack, except for we don't need to be carrying this. I know I don't, but I have been. And in fact, I still am in front of you. I struggle every single day with all of these. I know we're not perfect, but why can't I be okay for the society? Why can't I be a good friend? Why can't I get good grades in school? Why do I struggle all the time? Why do I fight with my parents when I know that they're right and I'm wrong? And why do I fight with God all the time? These weigh me down again and again and again. A story that I happened to read the other day was found in Luke 11. And it was a story about when Jesus went over to Mary and Martha's house, and he was there to visit. On one side, Mary was sitting at his feet, and she was just talking with Jesus, spending her time with him. And to the right, we find Martha, who was so choleric. She was busy doing this. She was probably preparing Jesus' room for him. She was preparing food to eat. She was doing all that she can to impress. Later, she comes to Jesus and says, "Why are you just sitting there, Mary? Jesus, tell her to come and help me. I need help." And Jesus replies, "Martha, Martha, Martha, where Mary is at my feet, I will not tell her to go away from there. I'm Martha. I'm Martha every single day. I am wanting to make everything perfect, and I'm wanting to make everything this or that, and I can't do it. I can't. I want it, but I need to give myself up and say, God, you do it. Not me, but you." A verse that I found in the Bible was 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4, where it says, "I don't care about your outward appearance. It doesn't matter what you look like, what your hair is, what you wear. All that I care about is what's in here." Jesus only cares about what you have in here. Only in here. And I choose to let this not be my insecurity. I choose to not be perfect because I like who I am. I choose to not let school get me down on my grades because God's made me this way and my brain this way. I choose to let in what my parents say. I choose the church. I realize that I can't do this all on my own. It has to come through God. All of this weight, all of this. He did that when he paid the price for you and me. Who are you trying to impress? Because I know that I'm done impressing all of you because I can't do it anymore. I can't. And I don't want to. You know, like Jesus, when he was on that cross, he was impressed with his nails. And that shows how much you and I are worth. And I'm trying to tell myself that every day, that I'm worth something. I'm worth something more. I choose to be me, and I choose to be full. To be beautiful. And my prayer for you is that you choose to be you and that you choose to be full with Jesus.